Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me just put this one simply. Joe Biden is a bigger threat to the United States than Vladimir Putin. The World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, is a bigger threat to the United States than Vladimir Putin. Now, corrupt Western elites trying to start a nuclear war with Russia could become an issue when then Putin becomes a larger problem, but that would simply because of the actions of our elite picking a fight with Vladimir Putin that you don't want, that I don't want. But I guess they brainwashed some Americans into wanting a nuclear war with Russia, just like they brainwashed them into taking a deadly vaccine. It's all the same group. It's all the same propaganda. But America is starting to see the light here. And I got to be honest, I'm glad that this is happening in a quicker cycle now, where it really took about 2 years for people to kind of figure out and accept the truth about COVID and the vaccines. But there, and even you saw some of the same people that understood the fake news during the Trump years and everything falling for all the propaganda. Folks, they're starting to back off, take a breath, and realize, wait a second, we've been duped again here. And so I believe we have the clip ready of Psaki today, right, guys? Folks, you have to understand, Biden gave Putin the leverage he needed to start this war. Every time, the last three Democrat administrations, they've put Ukraine in a more compromised position in regards to Russia. And that's the Clintons, that's the Obamas, and Biden, and now Biden again. And we are funding both sides of this war. We're sending billions of dollars every day for Russian oil because Biden shut our oil down. Literally the day of Putin's invasion, Biden pauses new oil and gas leases amid legal battle over cost of climate change. I mean, if anybody's a Russian agent, it's Biden. So the media is starting to figure this out. Jen Psaki is being forced to answer these questions, and boy, she's nowhere near up to the task. And but here it was during the press conference today with Jen Psaki.
You just said that, you know, less supply raises prices. It's not in our strategic interest to reduce the supply. We also know, you know, the president as recently as yesterday talked about increasing domestic manufacturing to bring down prices on inflated items like goods. So why not apply the same logic to energy and increase domestic production here?
Well, there are 9,000 approved oil leases that the oil companies are not tapping into currently. So I would ask them that question.
Is there nothing that the administration can do to get those providers back to pre-pandemic levels?
Do you think the oil companies don't have enough money to drill on the places that have been pre-approved?
Oh, there it is. Blame the oil companies.
I would point that question to them, and we can talk about it more tomorrow when you learn more.
Do you think that opening...
Pause it. That is unbelievable. I'm just fuming. Hey, this is the presidential press secretary press conference. You're supposed to answer these questions. She's balking. Just play the clip.
And having more energy-friendly policies might do that.
The Keystone Pipeline has never been operational. It would take years for that to have any impact.
It's a lie.
I know a number of members of Congress have suggested that, but that is a proposed solution that has no relationship or would have no impact on what the problem is. We hear
that is just a bold-faced lie.
During those years where it would, you know, take to bring down prices, as you're saying, we should just continue to buy Russian oil?
Well, again, Jackie, I think you're familiar with a number of steps we've taken, a historic release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
By the way, they just released more of our reserve.
Time, and what this is all
that'll be great if we go to war.
In the president's view, is our need to reduce our reliance on oil. The Europeans need to do that. We need to do that. If we do more to invest in clean energy,
we're doomed.
That's exactly what we can do to prevent this from happening in the future. We welcome any Republicans from joining
pause
us.
Pause it again. I'm going to have to come back to this. Imagine, she says green energy is the solution, but oil isn't, when we have no proof that green energy will do a damn thing. And we have all the proof that the oil will. I mean, folks, that's what, but see, here's the media like opening their eyes. like, oh, like growing up, like, wait a second, we're funding both sides of the war. Wait a second, we're buying Russian oil. Wait a second, you shut down our energy. Why aren't you turning it back on? This doesn't make any sense. And Psaki just sits up there and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies. This is on. We have the most corrupt administration in the history of this country. It's not even close.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And now I'm glad to be joined by Dr. Brian Artis, who is traveling right now, but still doing us the honor of joining us on the air here on the Alex Jones Show. Because I just said, look, I got to get all these doctors that pretty much predicted all the vaccine stuff back on the air to respond to the FISA data dump. And Dr. Brian Artis has been one of the most on point when it comes to all of this. And so glad he can join us today from the airport. So if you do hear some background noise, folks, just understand he's in the middle of traveling, but still joining us today. Dr. Artis, I got, just like you, I'm sure, saw the Pfizer document released that they tried to cover up for a century. Thank God a judge made them release it. And I don't have the medical background or understand medical literature as well as you do, but even I looked at this and said, wow, this is really, really bad, even worse than we thought. Whether it's 30 pages of side effects or whether it's admitting that it rewrites your immune system, basically rewrites your DNA. So, Dr. Artis, your first response to the FISA data dump when it comes to the COVID vaccines, and just how do you translate all this information to a layman like myself?
Well, Owen, it's great to see you, and I hope your audience is excited about life at the moment. Let's talk about this dump. I thought the FDA was completely showing its hand October 22nd, 2020, when it put out slide 16 of the 25-page presentation and all the side effects expected to be reported to the government. It was a list of 22 bullet points that represented about 110 diseases. Well, now, we released just this week, there's over 30 pages of, like, font size 3 or 4. I couldn't believe the amount of published known side effects from the Pfizer shots. I had no idea it would be that many. We know it's going to be astronomical. These are extremely dangerous. We've been trying to warn people from the beginning. Now we know why it was they wanted to put this off for decades to release the evidence that they actually are now publishing. And thank God that there was a judge that actually had the fortitude to push this out to give us the informed consent we needed to make a decision around these shots. It's very disturbing.
I just like to make analogies or sports analogies because I have a sports background. I think people understand it. I mean, this would be like saying, hey, give me a list of your favorite NFL football players, and then you gave them a list of every football player that's ever played in the NFL. Is there a disease that's not on the side effect list? I mean, I feel like it would be easier to list the diseases that aren't a side effect.
Now, I used to talk about this early on. It's October of 2020. That when they put one bullet point on their FDA documentation before the shots came out, that autoimmune diseases was listed as a category. I actually would tell people, you know, that one bullet point represents 80 different diagnosable autoimmune diseases. I thought that was a lot. But when you see 30 pages of, I didn't even count them. It's a ridiculous amount of side effects. Nobody should be entrusting these shots to go to anybody. I do want to say this, Owen, on the show today. Did you see yesterday? After this has been published by Pfizer, Did you see the panel that was put together by the White House just yesterday to talk about COVID and what the new COVID pandemic guidelines, steps they're going to be taking? Did you see this? The COVID response person for the White House actually said yesterday that they are now putting in place measures. His name is Zintz. He says, finally, we're touching upon vaccinating, quote, vaccinating the whole world, saying that the U.S. would not only be providing more vaccines to other countries, but also vaccinators to that field. And then Fauci went on to say that they are now developing a procedure that will allow them to create new COVID-19 vaccines for any future variants in less than 100 days per vaccine. This is extremely terrifying, actually, that they are recognizing and have published now Pfizer's documentation that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of side effects and diseases being caused by these Pfizer mRNA technology shots. And now, just a few days later, Fauci's going to come out and say, we're now going to be approving and putting in place measures that allow us to create new novel vaccines for all future variants in less than 100 days. This is the result of the Pfizer shots, like you see on the screen, that came from a result of creating vaccines over 9 and 10 months with Operation Warp Speed. You can see the horrific side effects. Look at this. It's insane what is occurring to young athletes around the world on football fields at record numbers, people dying, as you're seeing on the stage here and as you're seeing on the media. And then you have Anthony Fauci coming out and saying, we're going to actually speed it up. We actually now have the ability to create vaccines for future variants that we don't even know are coming. But they said they have produced a COVID-19 variant playbook, quote, from yesterday. They have a playbook of variants that they're actually projecting to come out. And now they're going to come up with shots every 100 days. They can come out with a new shot. So I would not be trusting any of these shots. I would be extremely disturbed. And when you think there might be this lull with the Omicron variant, supposedly, you're not hearing as much of hospitalizations and deaths right now. You would not expect, at least I wouldn't, to see Anthony Fauci come out just yesterday saying we're now going to authorize and set up protocols and the ability to create new COVID-19 novel shots within 100 days of every variant. This is very scary, very unwarranted. And then Walensky from the CDC, I just want to touch on this. If you didn't see this, one of the measures they now said they're going to take, they've now increased their water surveillance program for COVID-19 from 400 sites to over 647. And they say they're doing this to be able to alert the public that there is in the water as we shed SARS-CoV-2 in communities. They are actually PCR testing your wastewater in your cities. And they say they're looking for SARS-CoV-2. And when they find it, they say the amount of SARS-CoV-2 being shed in the feces as they're PCR testing our wastewater in our cities, they can then determine that within 4 to 5 days when they see elevations of SARS-CoV-2 in our wastewater, they can now predict there's going to be an outcome or outbreak in your community. The only problem with that, if you're shedding out the virus in your feces, that's because it already went through the person's body and was shed. These people are going to be getting sick after the fact. I would be very leery of what the CDC is doing. We already know the history of adding fluoride in water, which we know is toxic and can cause cancer. Why in the world would we be okay knowing that they're adding additional surveillance sites around this country targeting 37 specific cities? I would be looking into that. And if you ever wonder if this is accurate info, go to cdc.gov's COVID data tracker. On the left-hand side, you'll see a little tab that says water surveillance systems. And then ask yourself, why is the CDC testing our water? Why are they telling us that when they find high levels of SARS-CoV-2, supposedly from a faulty PCR test, sampling your poop water, why would they be telling you? They expect after finding it in your wastewater to be able to alert the public that there's a coming outbreak of SARS-CoV-2 or some other variant. I wouldn't trust it. I don't trust any of it. I don't trust the CDC, the NIH, or the FDA. None of it. And all of them on that panel together are just showing more and more obvious their hand that they are not going to let this COVID pandemic go. And they're going to come up with ways to continue to push this narrative and try to put fear, coercion, and bullying just to get them to their agenda, which is to mass vaccinate the whole world. And the COVID White House correspondent for COVID relief just said last night their goal is to vaccinate the entire world. And the United States is set and primed to vaccinate and create the vaccines and then supply the vaccinators to the whole world. Like, they're going to send our people with new shots. They're creating within 100 days and injecting people around the world because the end game is to vaccinate them all. And then your question's got to be, what's the intent? After 2 years or a year and a half now, you know the vaccines aren't proven safe and effective. Look at Pfizer's document that just came out.
Well, and this is full spectrum. So not only do they get to cling to the pandemic forever, they get to push vaccines into your veins forever. They get to have their cake and eat it, too. Look, I don't want to get too conspiratorial here, but, I mean, folks, this is like an alien takeover. And this is just a joke. This is so anti-human. Look, I don't talk about paranormal or aliens or anything like that. I mean, I'll talk about, like, demonic possession every once in a while. But seriously, I mean, we're reaching, like, they live under the skin levels. Like, this is so anti-human. The vaccine, according to their own data, is more deadly than the virus. How can we continue this unless the goal is to kill people? I can't make sense of it any other way, Dr. Artis.
No, this is a mass genocide. I don't know if you guys have been following or been making sure your audience is aware of Dr. Rainier Fulmick's grand jury that he's put together. He's got a 5-day series of experts that
okay,
have come
yeah,
together.
Okay, yeah, this is big. Let's pause right there because we got to take a break. Let's come back with that grand jury. Folks, I'm telling you, look, I'm not saying it's aliens or demons, but how do you make sense of this? How do you make sense of this?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Understand, I have an extremely highly respectable guest on with me now, Dr. Brian Artis. We have extremely just highly respected, I mean, world-renowned people that tune in every day. And so I don't mean to demean this broadcast. I really don't. I mean, we have a high level of respect here, and with all the guests and everything, and the crew. So this is not an attempt to demean things here, but I'm serious, man. Like, this is like an alien takeover. I just don't know how else to make sense of this. How can they, we have all the science, I mean, it's undeniable. How can they push for this vaccine that is more deadly than the virus? It's not an argument. That's the data. That's the science. I mean, what is going on here? Well, like, again, so I'm not trying to demean the audience. I'm not trying to demean the transmissions here. I'm not trying to demean everything that InfoWars has done over the years. I don't talk about aliens. I don't talk about paranormal. That's not our thing here. I'm just at a loss at this point. This is so ridiculous. This is so overwhelming. I mean, you can watch alien movies all day long, and our world now is like more insane and unbelievable than it. So I'm not here to talk about paranormal or alien invasion. I'm just saying this is alien. This is anti-human. This is not natural. Something else is going on here, folks, and it just doesn't make sense. So I don't get it. You don't get it. I mean, are these humans that just want us all dead? Are these humans that just hate life and hate humanity? Are they really just full-blown eugenicists? Do they really believe that population control is the answer? So they're just lying to you about everything and until we're all dead? So, again, I'm not trying to demean anything that we've created here or the great guests. I'm just overwhelmed by it all. But let's get back into the grand jury that you brought up, Dr. Artis, and the significance of this. Because, look, the pushback against these deadly vaccines, it has to start somewhere. It has to get teeth. It needs to get into the courts. And this is one way to do so.
That's right. So Dr. Rainer Fulmich out of Germany is the lead attorney. He's put together a group of 1,000 international lawyers, 10,000 international scientists, medical professionals. And this is his opening arguments for a 5-day grand jury he just completed putting together. And he's going after a whole lot of people. He brings it to light that the individuals like Bill Gates, that you've already mentioned here, are shown on the show, Klaus Schwab and others, Davos, the organization. This is his opening statements to the grand jury. Let me just read this to you. You talk about an alien takeover. Let me tell you what Dr. Rainer Fulmich's opening statements for day one of his 5-day grand jury. Ladies and gentlemen, this case is about a long-planned agenda of a group of ultra-rich and their financial mafia based in the city of London and on Wall Street to use a pseudo-pandemic as a guise behind which, while our attention is on the pandemic, they want to complete their decades-long efforts to gain full and complete control over all of us. When you speak of an alien takeover, this is what Dr. Rainer Fulmich has laid out perfectly with experts like Dr. David Martin, who was able to show this since 2002. Our federal government has actually applied for and owns the patents for every single one of these SARS-CoV-2 viruses that they have been creating. This entire pandemic is a plan. It started out with the plan, the World Economic Forum, their Agenda 201. That was days one and two. Day three of the grand jury got into medical malpractice, the falsified and fraudulent PCR tests, and the scientists and experts behind this technology that absolutely did testify and showed all the documentation that PCR tests never have been able to identify, isolate, or diagnose viral infections of any kind. I was asked on the day three, to bring forward the beginning of the medical malpractice side of COVID. So what I did was actually go through the early trials on remdesivir that Dr. Rainier Fulmick had already deposed me for a year or so ago as he was collecting experts around the world. But Anthony Fauci of the NIH, when he put in this one and only drug to be the solution for COVID-19 hospitalized Americans, absolutely knew. And I showed all the documentations on day three of this grand jury that Anthony Fauci was aware that remdesivir from a trial used against the Ebola virus in Africa was proven to be the least safe and the most deadly of the four experimental drugs, which was absolutely the opposite of what he professed and put in writing to our federal government, what he said to every hospital in our nation and every doctor. It was never proven safe and effective, and it was the only drug proven to kill over 50% of everyone they gave that drug to in Africa. And yes, this was another research study, and I'm going to say right now, it was a eugenics experiment to actually mass murder more people in Africa using four experimental drugs. And then he took that drug and was going to, when he found out it was the most deadly in that trial, he then made it the only drug in America to be used throughout every hospitalized patient in ICU for the entire year of 2020. And to this day, Owen, I brought this up in the grand jury and they didn't even know. Your audience probably doesn't know unless they watched it. I said, thank you for having me on as an expert witness inside of this third day of the grand jury. Did you know, Rainier Fulmick, that remdesivir not only was known before Anthony Fauci selected it in 2020, he not only knew it was deadly, he knew it actually caused in 31% of all people they give that drug to for 5 to 10 days, he knew it caused acute kidney failure, liver failure, and heart failure. That's what they published and knew from their studies. And then I looked at him, I said, can you imagine 2 years later, we're now into February, the actual FDA of the United States just authorized January 21st, 2022, that the only authorized drug to be used in all newborns and pediatric age patients in America, in hospitals or outside of hospitals, who PCR test positive for COVID. The only drug they're allowed to pump into the veins of these newborns and children in America is remdesivir. And they were shocked. They could not believe it. When the judge asked me at the end of all of my testimony for an hour and a half, he goes, Dr. Artis, all of the information, research, and documents you provided, are you convinced, in your opinion and in your expert testimony, is this a outright attempt to cause harm and death of innocent individuals around the world, these COVID hospital protocols? And I said, Your Honor, this is textbook eugenics. And Owen, I need to let you know right now, one of the things that's made me even more angry since I did the grand jury and presented all this info, I can't believe they're targeting children across this entire nation, babies with remdesivir. There's no threat to them of dying from COVID. Why would you ever inject them with a drug known to be deadly and toxic to the human body? And we gave all the documentation there. But what is really upsetting me now, when I say this is a eugenics program, the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH right now are all lying to the American public, to different races, including Hispanics, non-whites, which would be blacks, African-Americans. They are targeting these individuals. They are actually putting propaganda together in medical journal, trying to convince blacks and Hispanics in this country that they are the most likely to end up in hospitals and to die from COVID. That is not true. They are also telling you that black males younger than 12 are the children most likely to develop MIS-C, which is a side effect of the Pfizer shot listed on one of those 30 pages of side effects. It was also known by the FDA before the shots ever came out. Multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, multiple organs in the body becoming inflamed from the shots, that has a complication of death in children.
And by the way, because we're about to go to a break here, so just hold that thought because we got to go to this break. By the way, folks, just so you understand, Dr. Artis has actually laid this out for me 2 times on the air, on the Jones Show once when I was guest hosting and on the War Room runs. He has all the receipts. Like, he literally has all the documents, all the data backing up everything that he's just told you.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, Dr. Brian Artis is with us. He's about to have to board a plane, so we've just got a couple more moments with him. I want him to finish up on the grand jury and then what's next? So what happens next, Dr. Artis?
All right, so they wrapped up their five-day grand jury, and now this is going to be a model that every country around the world can use, now knowing the expert witnesses, the documentation to now hold all of these individuals accountable. And we need to do it here also. As a result of the things we've been able to do, you've noticed, Owen, and your audiences have noticed, there's about 12 countries in Europe in the last 3 weeks who have dropped all of their mandates. I am signed on a lot of lawsuits targeting the UK Parliament, Boris Johnson, MHRA in the UK. I mean, there's tons of us out there trying to get traction to get this done. Unfortunately, America is going to be the last to admit that they were wrong, that they have actually put in regulations, lockdowns, mandates that were actually criminal We're going to be the last ones, unfortunately. I need everybody to know that it's not now the time to be docile. We have to continue to stand up and say no to any of these mandates. And then number two, I want everybody to know that we are going around the country meeting in state capitol buildings. We'll be doing it here in Pennsylvania, actually tomorrow morning, meeting with senators and legislators, me, Peter McCullough, Steve Kirsch, Attorney Thomas Renz.
Oh, thank God. Praise God. Praise God for you and these doctors standing up. Seriously.
That's where we're headed. Penn State tonight, state capitol building in the morning, and we're very excited.
All right, I know you got to catch a flight. Just thank you so much for joining us today from the airport. Godspeed and God bless, and we'll catch up again soon, and we'll keep track on these grand jury situations.
You're doing a great job, Owen. I'm proud of you.
All right, thank you. All right, there goes Dr. Brian Artis. All right, I need to take a deep breath here because the engines are revving. The heartbeat is up, and quite frankly, I'm just a little ticked off that there's a group of people that want to kill us all. Yeah. Certain ancient instincts starting to come to the fore. But I'm just going to stop right there. And you know, here's what it is. And I was having a discussion with a friend of mine last night about this. We're both about the same age. And, you know, we have just had it so good in this country, we don't even realize it. And for all the things that we have to put up with and the BS and the government and everything, and yeah, well, there's fair complaints and there's problems. I mean, but we have had it so good in this country that here's the analogy that I made last night and I think makes sense. We're like the dodo bird now on this planet. We have not had a predator that threatens us. And so we're just walking around like the dodo birds, thinking nothing can touch us, nothing can harm us. We're the dominant species. We're all good. Well, you know what? There's something else out there, folks. There's a predator. There's a predator. And if we don't identify and nullify the human predator that we're the prey to or the prey of, it's going to be it's going to not be a good future for humanity. And I just pray we can have a victory here and we can get humanity back on the right track. But we cannot turn into the dodo bird thinking that there are no predators against humanity out there. Folks, they are everywhere. Whether you think it's like an alien invasion or a demonic possession or these are just humans that just want you dead for whatever reason, it's on right now. And it's funny because the whole reason we sparked this conversation is there were a couple of young punks running around the gym last night just acting like absolute jackasses. And we were just looking at each other like, what is wrong with the youth? Like, what is going on? How can people behave like this? And it just led to the conversation. It's like, you know, people just have no idea how good they got it. They really have no idea. And I was listening to, it's like a pro men's health podcast the other day. And the host was saying how we're probably at a point in time, maybe never before seen in maybe even human history. And you can boil it down to America or maybe say worldwide. But I mean, what percentage of men, what percentage of males right now are so ill prepared for this world and what comes next? Let's say for war. What percentage of males tomorrow, if they had to defend their lives or their family or their house, what percentage of males would be mentally and physically prepared to defend themselves, defend their country, defend their planet, defend their family, defend their home, or go to war? What percentage of males? It's pretty bad. And it's all by design. So that a predator can come in and prey on us and suck our life force and conquer us and make us slaves in a new world system. So whether you think it's humans doing this consciously for whatever reason, or aliens or demonic possession, folks, it is on right now. And that's what I'm saying is like, it's like these couple, these like punk high schoolers are running around like trying to start crap at a gym. And I mean, I don't even bother, but it's like, listen, dude, you don't even know the planet you live on. And, you know, like I'm dealing with a worldwide corporate mafia that's coming after me and my family. So why don't you just grow up? It's like, they'll just never know. They'll never get it. They've had such a life of leisure and laziness and lethargy and just being spoiled and everything. And they just have no idea what life is really like on this planet. But that's just a microcosm of really what the elite like Nancy Pelosi are like. I mean, you could say Nancy Pelosi's a blood-sucking demon, you know, but, I mean, she is so detached from reality. She sits up there and rubs her hands together when the president is talking about smoke pits burning American soldiers to death. And she's, like, up there grinning and rubbing her fists together like, that's a good thing. That makes her happy. That gets her off. She's gone, folks. Nancy Pelosi is gone. She's not on this planet. She's not on this plane of existence. So, again, call it demonic possession, call it alien, call it whatever you want. That's what we're dealing with. And so they think, oh, we know where all the rich, corrupted Russian oligarchs keep their money and keep their boats. So we're going to go steal it. So now what? We're going to have some petty war of the world's elites with the poor people on this planet's blood drenching the dirt, so that they can have control over this planet with the resources and the land. And it's totally detached from reality. Demons like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton running the whole show. All right. When we come back, I'm going to get more into the situation in Ukraine. But folks, you see the great guests we got to come on today. I've got more great guests coming up later. I've got more people. I've got a Pfizer whistleblower coming on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. This is what we do here at InfoWars. There's a reason why we're the most attacked. There's a reason why we're the most demonized. And there's a reason why any day you could try to tune in and this whole thing might just be gone. Because this is the front lines, this is the tip of the spear against this alien, demonic New World Order takeover that I will not stand for. I love this planet, I love life, I love consciousness, I love God, I love you, I love freedom, I love being in control of my own destiny. And so do you. But folks, we need your support. We don't want to go anywhere, we want to continue to do this. But we need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can still be here every day on the air, fighting the lawsuits, keeping the streams up, getting the crew employed, hiring more people. InfoWarsStore.com, folks, we've got the best supplements on the market. I mean, you won't find anything like Super Male Vitality anywhere else on the market. Super Male Vitality, down and out sleep.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Oh, we found the clowns.
Don't bother, they're here.
I mean, just look at the freak shows that occupy our government. I mean, they look like damn demons. They look like frickin' alien species. I mean, what the hell is that? Well, what the hell is that? Well, what is that? My God. I mean, I mean, seriously, folks, we're getting taken over by demonic aliens. I mean, you look at Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Rachel Levine, Lori Lightfoot, Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters. These are freak shows. Freak shows. These are not human. What are you? What the hell are you? But you know what? I don't take joy, no pun intended. Let me say, I don't take pleasure out of Joy Behar falling over face planting on The View today. I don't celebrate that. But you know what? It is a metaphor. The crew is not jumping up and down right now behind the glass, I promise. It's not happening. But you know what it is? It's sad, folks. I don't take pleasure out of this. It's sad, but it's a manifestation because this is God's creation. That's the thing. He's in charge here. Not Joy Behar. Not Joe Biden. Not Bill Gates. Not Klaus Schwab. They wish they had the power of God. No, this is God giving them a final warning and striking them down in a very passive, subtle way. Like with all the people that take the vaccine and then go on television promoting it and then they fall over. That's God just passively saying, you're going to fall. You're going to fail. You're going down. So I don't take pleasure out of that because I'm stuck on this spaceship planet we call Earth with them. And that's going to blow back on me. But when you see Joy Behar face-planting, falling over, walking on the set of The View today, I'm sorry, folks, but that's just a sign from God. You are falling. You're done. You will fail. You will fall. You will be struck down. Because God made this planet for us. God made this experience, this consciousness for us. Not for you. Not for you blood-sucking, vampiric, demonic, genocidal eugenicists, you demons. But this isn't, hey, you know what? I'm not the one in charge here. I'm not the one that's going to be judging you. I'm not the one that you're going to have to deal with. I'm just praying to God. I'm just looking for God's wisdom and guidance. Humbling myself. You are the fools. You are the fools that thought you could control the fate of this planet. You are the fools that rebuked the Creator, God. And He's warning you. He's warning you. And quite frankly, it's just going to be bad, man. We're going to go under judgment. And whatever God is going to do to these damn demons, we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to experience. And I just hope we make it on the other side to at least get back to living on this planet and being humans in some way, shape, or form that we're meant to be. Because this is not it. I mean, folks, I've got footage coming up. We've got guests coming up later. I've got footage coming up, and they're coming through Texas. There's this group coming through Texas. They go have pro-trans kid human rights rallies, and they walk out these 5, 6, 7-year-olds, put them in drag, put them in makeup, have them doing strip lap dances. You don't think you're going to hell? You don't think the Creator of this universe is going to strike you down? You don't think you're going to be banned from this existence ever again? You think you're ever going to get access to all of this beauty and all of this potential? You think you're going to ever get access to this again, let alone at the next level? No, you're going to hell. But see, you're trying to create hell on this planet first so that we have to get tortured with you. Not going to happen. So again, I don't take pleasure out of all these nurses and all these doctors that promote the vaccine and then fall over dead right there on TV. I don't take pleasure in Joy Behar not even being able to walk on the set. She falls over and smashes her face into the ground. That doesn't make me feel good because I know that's God warning you what's going to happen to you if you keep doing this. And see, that's the thing. It's like, oh, Putin, 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 Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, God. Really? Is Vladimir Putin trying to chop the genitals off of children? No. Is Vladimir Putin promoting sexual perversion? No. Is Vladimir Putin censoring my free speech? No. Is Vladimir Putin making me suffocate under a face mask? No. Is Vladimir Putin making me take a deadly vaccine that's got a bigger fatality rate than the virus itself? No. Is Vladimir Putin opening up my southern border for an invasion? No. Is Vladimir Putin putting Americans that are political dissidents behind bars? No. So I'm sick and damn tired about hearing about how evil Putin is when I got just as bad leaders here that are actually probably 10 times worse. How's that for a rant? But I mean, seriously, you look at these occupiers of our government, specifically in the Democrat Party. I mean, they just look like frickin' aliens, man. They look and act and talk like frickin' demons. Oh, I just thank God I'm not part of them. Oh, my God. Oh, please forgive us. All right. I ended up going on a rant here unintentionally. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the fourth hour today. But I've got big guests coming up on the War Room, and I've still got all this news in front of me. And it's like I said yesterday, if you were tuned in the War Room, I'm not trying to be pessimistic here. I'm not trying to put you in a bad mood. We're going to win. God is going to win. Freedom is going to win. Humanity is going to win. 100% absolutely guaranteed. It's just a matter of what we're going to have to go through to get to that point and how bad it's going to be. And that's why we're here on air, peacefully and politically, trying to awaken hearts and minds as a buffer so that whenever whatever God's vengeance will be on these damn demons, it's like at least a buffer where a lot of us are going to know what's going on and say, okay, we know what's going on. Let's kind of we'll back off. We know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be rough and tumble, but this is God's will. This is God reclaiming the planet from Satan. So that's what's going on here. But, I mean, folks, they just busted a massive child sex trafficking network in New Zealand. Hundreds held after New Zealand-led investigation into images of child abuse. It's child rape, it's child porn, it's child kidnapping, and they just caught hundreds of them. And by the way, it's just not getting seen anywhere, that damn demon Arden in New Zealand is still enforcing all the COVID stuff, enforcing the vaccines. There is huge protests going on in New Zealand that are actually getting really violent, where protesters are like lining up their cars to ram through police lines. I mean, it's getting serious and nobody's playing it anywhere. And I understand why. We're distracted by Ukraine and we got our own problems to deal with. But I mean, that's going on, folks. And there's at least 70-mile convoy now. It might be closer to 100. We don't have the latest numbers. And, in fact, do I have my guest on today who's joining us covering the Freedom Convoy? It's all right. I'm going to come back. I'm going to take the first 5 minutes here and give you an update on everything that's going on. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. But you know what? Hey, I'm not the biggest thrill seeker out there. I don't know if I'll ever jump out of an airplane or whatever, but you know, I kind of like a thrill. Sure are thrilling times to be alive, huh? Sure are thrilling times to fight evil.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.